Veronica Scaresbrick spoke with Benedictine monk Edmund Power, who is abbot of the monastery of St. Paul outside the walls.
When the Holy Father comes, everything moves. You know, there's a whole ritual for setting up the church and everything. So we're looking forward to his arrival.
Can you tell me a little bit about the liturgy that's foreseen?
The liturgy of Vespers of the feast will follow the Vespers of the Roman Rite. In other words, the evening prayer from the Divine Office for the feast of the conversion of St. Paul. But of course, it'll be elaborated a little. There'll be the presence of the Sistine Choir, who will sing various things, and also the monks will sing. The basic psalms and so on and the hymn will be in plain song, Gregorian chant, in the monastic tradition. And there'll be participation not only of the monks of St. Paul's, but also monks from other monasteries usually attend and assist.
Why is St. Paul's considered the focal point for the Catholic Church here in Rome in terms of ecumenism? Or is it just in Rome or elsewhere as well?
I'm always being asked that question, and I don't know what the official position of the Holy See on that is, why it was chosen in particular. I would say would be that it's because of the character of Paul himself. From the very beginning, it was he who believed that the gospel was for all nations, whereas the other apostles needed quite a lot of convincing to accept that. I think that fact means that Paul has been kind of venerated in a particular way by all branches of the whole Christian communion. So Paul is a particularly good patron, I would say, and the fact that this is his burial place and his shrine means that this basilica takes on something of his charism.
Pope Benedict called for a Pauline year, which begins in June this year. Can you give me an outline of plans made so far?
Our main responsibility is the care of the basilica, the pastoral care of the basilica. That means the confessions, the masses, the welcome of pilgrim groups and so on. And that takes a lot of time. And it will take far more time in the Pauline year. So we'll be fully involved in our normal pastoral work, but writ large.